Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to which we can all say amen. Our text is from Isaiah. The sovereign Lord has given me a well-instructed tongue to know the word that sustains the weary. I'd say it's not too hard to find examples of people who are weary around here. And it was good. We get a little break here from the weariness. And hopefully this sermon will not make you more weary. There are students, particularly fourth years, who are just slogging along, and after call day will stop slogging and start rejoicing about not being here. They will be liberated from the bondage to decay that seems to afflict all graduating seminarians. They are tired with good reason, as Ecclesiastes tells us, of the making of many books there is no end, and much study is a great weariness of the flesh. Academics is tiring work. Then there are those who teach, and believe me, there are times when the parish looks pretty good. Although we all know that the grass is always greener on the other side, there is weariness on the part of the staff, with so many important things to attend to, so as to assure a smooth transition to the next year, particularly with a new curriculum on the horizon. And then there is Lent, which after a while can also become a time of weariness. As I looked at the text, I pondered whether I had the qualifications to actually teach on this subject. A well-instructed tongue to sustain the weary. I find that I have a hard time removing the plank of weariness from my own eye, which I would have to do to remove the speck from my neighbor's eye. In short, I am uncertain that I can say, along with Isaiah, that I have this instructed tongue. And perhaps even Isaiah is not up to the task, as he can easily be seen as speaking about the Messiah who is yet to come and not about himself. On this occasion, I think it would be best to let the scriptures speak for themselves. I have chosen some texts that proclaim good news to me when I encounter them in a weary state. Others may disagree with my choices, but here are these texts that I like. They speak to me concerning the mercy God has shown, particularly through Christ our Lord. In so doing, I can approximate a skilled tongue by quoting those more skilled in comfort than I could ever be. Psalm 121. I lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. Or 1 John chapter 2. My dear children, I write this to you so that you will not sin. But if anybody does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. He is the atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not only for ours, but also for the sins of the whole world. Ephesians 2, 6 through 10. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace, expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Romans 8. But now, apart from the law, the righteousness of God has been made known, to which the law and the prophets testify. This righteousness is given through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. There is no difference between Jew and Gentile, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and all are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus. Matthew chapter 11. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. 1 Peter chapter 1. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade. This inheritance is kept in heaven for you, who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. In all this you rejoice greatly, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. These have come so that the proven genuineness of your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. Though you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy, for you are receiving the end result of your faith, the salvation of your souls. I believe these texts provide us with great good news, that Christ has loved us, died for us, and accepts us even when we're weary. Then there is hope in our weariness. And now may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen.